I got in the prison after what I think around on the steps for the message to my brother. But I mean, I still haven't called since I'm on the so-called KK and set up a communication of communicating with them, have you?
No, sir, I haven't called them back anymore.
I didn't say you anybody.
Oh, no.
See, that's why it's more, if a statement is made.
Yes, sir.
And one see that the other one is not attending to the statement.
Yes, sir.
The ones that hear the statement when it's made, it's binding upon them to go on and carry that into practice. If the other ones don't seem like they're going to do it, whichever one of our God in the prison, Master Brother Steve Rob, the best of us under Rob, has the most spirit into them to do that, should do it.
Yes, sir. Our God in the prison, Master Washington, Prime Muhammad, Master Moses, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, asked me, sir, asked that in the remembrance of what you said, and I asked El Muhammad, so called Donna, if the will of Allah, God, the person, Master Washington, Prime Muhammad, Master Moses, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, going to do that tomorrow, myself and Estelle Mama, so called away, spoke on it before we left tomorrow and going over the things that we had to do.
Yeah, well, I've also said to the other sisters that listen in on the tape recorder lesson, if sister, have they done that? And if the sisters still say, well, they're too busy, you're not too busy.
Yes, sir.
Some of the other sisters are not too busy.
Because yesterday, sir, Allah God, the first master was before Muhammad's messenger, most honorable Elijah Muhammad, had me at a point I was sitting down, and I was trying to go over all the phone calls and everything that I had to do, and I was making all these phone calls, and the new sister, so-called Cynthia, came to me. She wanted to ask me some questions, and I was writing the letter trying to get the pictures out to you, because I know I had said I was going to do that. And I was reading her letter, trying to answer her questions, talking on the telephone, doing it all at the same time. So I threw my hands up for a minute. Will somebody help me?
Yeah. Well, you see, when people are aware, see if their body, see, this is what you call the code and the conduct. If 20 people are there and 20 people here, that it says, look here, tomorrow, this here's got to be dead, and this here and that there got to be dead. Okay, so you have your mother superior, you have this here and that there. If they're not able to keep up with it, or if it seems to the other sisters that it might be too much for them to do, that it's not too much for the other sisters to do it.
Yes, sir.
They're supposed to pick up that slack.
That's right, yes, sir.
Mama, we know that we are linked together, sir, because these are the things, and I've not even had a chance to communicate this to you in the writing book. Allah is blessing us with that, because this next letter, sir, thank you, Sir Khan Allah.
Yes, now, if I say clean the van,
yes,
or
sir,
do this here and that there,
yes, sir,
if somebody, don't, if it's 20 people that heard the tape or heard the statement,
yes, sir,
and the sisters that are in the, say, for instance, the superior one or the one that's up there is out taking care of the other sisters that I was talking to, made it seem like personally, and they were out there and they didn't get to it, well, then they was away when they seen the time was running out. They supposed to do it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
So-called Calvin took it upon himself and came outside yesterday, and he attempted, he tried, he took the mop and tried to clean the van with the water hose and everything.
No, what I was going to tell you is you're supposed to buy a ladder that reaches up to the top of the van.
Yes, sir.
It's a ladder that opens like a V.
Yes, sir.
And it's usually a wooden ladder, not a ladder that you lay on something.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's a wooden ladder, and you can take Sister Anselm, I'm in so-called, your so-called daughter?
Yes, sir, Michelle.
Okay. Or you can just let him do it. You know, Brother Anselm, I'm the so-called Calvin do it.
Yes, sir.
That he can climb up, because they can climb and lay all over the top of them vans and don't bend the roof in and stuff.
Yes, sir.
He can learn how to wash it that way. Just a technique. All it is with that ladder is going up and down. It just take you a while. That is still give him something to do to keep his little mind busy.
Yes, sir.
And then he can put the wax on it and the money that it was going to be to have a company do it. To have a person detail it, then just give it to him.
Yes, sir.
And learn him how to start burning the bank.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I got the person next to us before Muhammad, and that's the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, myself, the sister, and so-called Calvin. We have been reading Makings of the Devil. Also, so-called Calvin been earning his keep by doing things. He changed his garbage. He mopped the floor. He cut my so-called grandson's hair. He's been a help. We keep
him. Well, that's what, see, as long as he's been a help like that, then that's when you're supposed to, what you do is you run through the telephone directory, or you go to Sears or Montgomery Ward, and you ask them, where do they have the motor scooters at?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
God, he is very mindful of keeping us pure when we are in and out the house and when we have to go to the store or anything like that, of being with us at all times.
Sir. Yeah, well, as long as you keep up the attendance to that particular aspect. But see, when just like though doing that band and different things, everybody, when they have nothing to do, should pitch in and everybody do a part to bring it back up, and once it gets waxed, when you pass down the street now in the van doesn't look like the van that you first got.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know, and once all of you, if all of you do it, it brings a unity works together.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Once it gets brought up like that, or if you seem to be lax, the brother answer, I'm a so-called Calvin, should just go and take it upon itself to do it.
Yes,
you know, do those particular things that have to be did. You know what I'm saying? And then if it seems like you're having trouble with the band, let the so-called Calvin tingle with the shift and turn the starter and the accelerator a little bit something. You'll be amazed at what a little male child can do every now and then.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Everybody put a technique on. Once you learn the processes of starting that band, then you're over the hump. Ain't nothing wrong with the band. It's just that's the way Dodgers and Plymouth are.
Yes, sir.
And once you learn that technique, then the ball is rolling. The band will never fail you.
Yes, sir.
But you have to learn the technique.
Yes, sir.
You know, you might just have to jingle the stern magnetism or something. Just the way Dodgers and Plymouth are.
Yes,
and Chrysler.
Sir.
They always have been like that until now.
Yes,
when
sir.
You're going into this newer years, you know, in the 90s, they took on a change.
Oh, yes, sir.
Especially 94 took on one of the biggest changes that Dodgers have ever had.
Yes, sir.
They got back into the, they picked up their hat and clothes and got back into the race.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
But what I'm saying is, though, when you go, you can go, you can find a ladder that opens like a V, where a person comes right up to the edge of the top of the van.
Yes, sir.
That gives a person, now I'm not talking about no female climbing all up over the top of a van.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm talking about, I used to climb up on roofs and stuff and on top of trucks and clean trucks like that.
Yes, sir.
You know, for my so-called dad, he wouldn't have to get up there. My so-called mom would get up there because I'm flexible.
Yes, sir.
But it's the same way with him. You give him the kind of clothes where, you know, you don't climb up on there with rough clothes.
Yes, sir.
You get soft tissue clothes like jumpsuits because that roughness wears on that paint.
Yes, sir.
It has a tendency to have little spots where you can scratch and gouge, then you're messing up the car.
Oh, yes, sir.
You're messing up the van.
Yes, sir.
You know, he can lay on the top and just rub it all down, and then he'll know how to wax it on the top, and then why give that money to the company if we could take care of it ourselves?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes.
And it gives us something to do, and it also shows the neighbors that we're just not a bunch of just spendthrifts or something, because you got to remember that money belongs to the religious body.
Yes, sir.
So we just can't go off spending it all kinds of different ways. Once you get established, the thing is just getting the base established, the home criteria and stuff.
Yes, sir.
And learning the do's and the don'ts. And another thing, like we said, remember this. The whoever the gardener is, we do not create an association with the gardener.
Yes, sir.
That means you don't be trying to stand out there to say hi to the gardener. If the gardener says something to you, be polite and cut him off right quick.
Oh,
don't
yes,
let
sir.
Him create
yes,
no. Don't let him create some kind of communication with you, just other than hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The gardener is a female, and I think it's the landlord's sister or something. They're related somehow.
Okay, I figured that anyway, and that's the way they do to keep an eye out.
Oh, yes, sir.
And to keep something from each one of them doing. That's why a family that work and play together as a family, they stay together.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, that's very, very wise move. But did you find out about the sanitary truck? The extra garbage can.
I didn't call. I'll do that in the morning. I knew it was that one call I didn't make. I did subscribe to the paper. But I have to call them again, too, because she told me to call them and let them know if I don't get it. But she said that she could put the order in, and I was supposed to get one this morning, and we didn't get one.
Okay, well, you can also call to the people that you're renting the place from, because they already have the sanitary service set up, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you don't know the processes of how you cut in to get another. You want to let them know that you want another garbage can on there, how it costs and what type of arrangement do you go through in this particular matter, since they had already paid for it.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm going to call them tonight.
Yeah, and find out what we think, because you want to put another garbage can out there.
Okay, yes, sir.
You know, and how would we take care of that and different things. But you want to buy you one of them big green garbage cans that you roll.
Yes, sir.
So with the wheels built on it and stuff?
Yes, sir.
You know, the kind that you see around there. If you look around your neighborhood, you'll see it.
Yes, sir.
Well, you want to buy them so that you can have that out there, and so you don't have trash sitting all out or hanging all out the can.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's not the way that it's did.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, but remember, like I told you, you don't never have to just ding around, put that battery charge on and ding around, because these are the things that qualifies you. Allow God to bring the master of the Father, the Father, the Father, the Father, the Father, these things like that in order to bring the family into a united way.
Yes, sir.
So, our family work and play together, although we don't play.
Yes, sir.
You know, we're not into the fun house.
That's right, yes, sir.
And, but then, like I say, we are, and you got to find out, like I said, what kind of environment that school is down there.
Yes, sir.
You know, and the reason that I say that when we're talking about a motorcycle, I'm not talking about a motorcycle because the so-called sister, Brother Anselm, Mama, so-called Calvin, so-called sister, she's not going to gap her legs over no motorcycle.
Yes, sir.
To try to ride no motorcycle.
Yes, sir.
And so therefore, she has to be, she's not going to ride something that she's not going to, that he can't sit there and teach her the proper use of how to ride it too.
Yes, sir.
That's what a motor suit is made for, so that a person with a dress can sit proper on there.
Yes, sir.
I mean, not with him yelling at her. I'm talking about teaching in a civilized manner.
Yes, sir.
Teaching her, because if you have something like that, it's hers just as much as his.
Yes, sir.
And they both work together since they have that age category to keep it up.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, if he was riding to school or something and she was on the back, or she was in the front or whatever.
Yes, sir.
She can still sit in a ladylike manner.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So I'll just allow God in the person of master. But we're not out here trying to buy his love.
That's right.
Well, I'm not into that.
Yes, sir.
We're just talking about showing the civilizedness of us.
Yes, sir.
You know, so I'll just you haven't seen no more chess lounges or anything or whatever those stuff we was talking about? How did those dresses fit into the room and stuff? How did they look?
They look pretty good. How do they look?
Maybe they're inside the fridge they're eating.
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir, they look fine.
Oh. So they do. Well, who's eating? Let you talk.
No one's eating. We're right up here sitting listening.
But nobody said nothing.
Well, it was a quick reaction. It was a late reaction because we were surprised you were speaking with us.
Oh, yes, ma'am. How did the dresses and stuff look?
They look fine. We put one in our room in the closet, and it worked out fine because we could put the children's clothes where the dresser is. Sir?
You put it in the closet out of sight?
One of them, sir. One is out so we can have a lot of room for the children to play maybe in the room.
Play?
Well,
the children can misbehave until they're trained into the proper ways of being. Because Muslim children don't pray.
Okay, yes, sir.
So that word, be careful on how you swing that word around. You know, see, when you thought you were seeing Muslim children playing, you were seeing them doing a form that looks like playing, but it might be that they're skipping saying 1, 2, 3, they're learning mathematics.
Yes, sir.
They're not sitting there flipping up on top of their head. If you see them flipping on top of their head, they're learning balance and coordination, if anything.
Yes, sir.
Sitting around, jumping in a little car, riding, chuck like a tricycle or something, running into a ball, that's playing, and that's, they don't do that. The Muslim children don't do that.
Yes, sir.
You know? So, the one thing that you want, don't start them out playing now. You start nipping the playing in the bud that they have done. I've already been playing because I've seen the way a lot of the children are, so therefore you have to keep them from that so much as playing. There's the other thing, you keep blocks. That's what you got, blocks sitting there for them to stack and stuff like that. But you get them into playing, you're getting into trouble.
Okay, yes, sir.
The Muslim children never play. The Muslim children never say this universe wasn't built upon play.
So, sir, we should basically have things for them to work their hands with and also...
with their minds, with their coordination.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Where they can help one another maybe stand on their hand or learn to sit into a lotus position with their legs while their flexibility is still there.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Learning how to sit properly in a chair for maybe 2 minutes. Then extend it out a little longer, and then if they do that, then you might can, after they sit there and you let them know what you're looking for, then you give them a little treat, same way you do with an attack dog or something. You give them a little treat.
Yes, sir.
You know, for the little knowledge that'll benefit them and learning the pure posture way to be.
Yes, sir.